Helping Hand, HPR 1 station statewide every Friday at 5:30, also online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week I put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are proud to be learning about CORE Kauai. According to their website, Kauai Ocean Recreational Experience, or CORE, designed to help both Kauai residents and their families who are physically challenged or who face special needs to get back into the ocean with the assistance of trained professionals. We're going to learn more about them today. We have a very special guest who will tell us about CORE's Beach Days, which have grown into a monthly event, now boasting over 400 participants and volunteers. And it's a privilege to speak with, from CORE Kauai, one of their founders, and fire captain in Hanalei at the fire department there, Kurt Leong. Aloha, Captain Leong. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Very good. Aloha, David.
It's great to have you here, and really appreciate what you do over there. For some Garden Isle folks, obviously, Kurt, they're familiar with your efforts. And for those unfamiliar on Kauai and elsewhere in the islands, fill them in a little bit on who CORE Kauai is and what you do.
Okay, CORE Kauai is it's a giant organization. We are boasting probably close to 1,000 members, participants, as well as volunteers. And it started a real small grassroots thing where a lot of firemen, lifeguards, watermen, waterwomen, physical therapists, a few doctors, we just wanted to do something to give back as organizations like this have all around the country and probably around the globe. And on Oahu, they have Access Surf, which I went over there to learn Access Surf, how they did it, and I brought it back to Kauai thinking that it would really help the residents of this island. And we started very small. We had one quick tent, one jug of water. We all brought our own surfboards. We had maybe about 8 surfboards the first time we did it, and we had 20 volunteers. And our first time, we had one of the co-founders, Susie Woolway, brought some of her clients that have brain injuries. So we had about 7 participants our first time.
Wow.
And we just took them surfing.
That's incredible, the origins of it. That and it's worth giving a little plug. I've had Access Surf on the show. They're remarkable individuals, yeah. Remarkable thing that they do. And so you were actually here in Honolulu County somewhere and witnessed their magic and brought it back there.
Oh, yes. I mean, what they do is incredible. But I just went over there one time. I was over there for a wedding, and I just called them up, and they said, just come and show up, Mark Marble.
Exactly.
And I met him there, and I participated one day. And the more I saw how incredible it was, and as I wanted to start my own, it became daunting. It was hard. You know, there's so many facets you have to do business-wise, you know, just to get your insurance and your nonprofit and all that. And I was just more in awe of what Access Surf did and how they reached out to the community. And their goal was accessibility, you know. And so we kind of made it, you know, when all that hard work was done and I was able to get it started, we just simply kept our mission as helping people get into the ocean safely and let their families come and enjoy the beach also. And that's just, as you know, people want to stray and offer me sailing canoes, kayaks, speedboats, regular paddling canoes, and I just go back to my mission. We're about surfing, floating in the water. It's about getting the salt water in your face, you know. It's about being with nature and letting their family members come and enjoy a day at the beach with us. You know, they can, which they probably haven't done in years since, remember, whatever happened, you know, that brought on that special need for that family. The whole family's affected. So we try to take care of everybody.
I love the approach. And that's one of the most important things I think about bringing something to disabled folks' lives is that often their family struggles with ways to enrich or nurture them because of the limitations of mobility, and to be able to, not only for the people who are suffering that limitation, be able to reintroduce them to the water, which is therapeutic. That's an incredible thing. But what you point out is really, really valuable, and that is to be able to have their family come along too, and have their family and their friends' experience be something that they can share and not held back because of those limitations. Something that you were mentioning, Kurt, when I think about Access Surf, they stress that it's not just surf, that it's getting people back into the water, and they do a variety of little hands-on activities. And just to be clear about you guys, because you just sort of said it, you also, if people are not necessarily into surfing, but they just want to get into the water and they're facing challenges, you help them in that case too, correct?
We do what we can. We have some pretty state-of-the-art equipment, and we have state-of-the-art surfboards, you know, from our local shaper here, Terry Chung, Papahe'enalu Surfboards, to Dick Brewer, as I think the world knows who Dick Brewer is. He shaped us two custom giant boards so they can take anybody of any size, any weight, our custom board, two boards from Dick Brewer will handle 400-plus pound guys. We have boards from Laird Hamilton, Bob Pearson's Designs from California, which he's the top shaper. We have what's called Moby chairs, which are, most people are familiar with these sand chairs with the big yellow tires that roll on the sand.
Right.
Well, these are actually amphibious chairs where you roll on the sand and you go straight into the water.
Awesome.
And it sinks. The tires will sink and you will float right up to the armrest. That's what floats, and the front tire. So you're literally in a pool lounger, relaxed, and you float. So we know the ocean is very cleansing for many different levels, mental, physical, everything it does. It sucks the bad uji out of you. It gives you so much energy. So if these people want to come and they're physically unable, as we know, to lay on a surfboard, it takes a lot of energy to lay on a surfboard.
That's right.
We don't care. We take any special need, and we will cater to you, whether or not you be a cancer survivor or you have cancer, whether or not you're an amputee, Down syndrome, autism. We will do it all, and we've learned through the years. We've been doing it for 5 years now, and we've learned to pretty much handle anyone with kid gloves. We match that person's special need up with a special instructor that might be a little bit better at maybe taking care of them, because the last thing we want to do is injure people further. We want to give them the best experience. And if they really want to do something, and I feel that it's really going to hurt them, because I know a lot of people, when they're really not up to physical par, but they want to surf and they don't want to go in, and we learned that if we keep them out too long, it really, they pay for it that afternoon, that evening, the next day. So we try to throw in what we know, the medical side of it, and just basically us being surfers and, trained medical professionals, we want to make it the most insane, pure, positive experience so that they spread the word and they come, and that's just our whole goal right there.
I love it. Everything about it is, it's outstanding. It's 10 out of 10. I cannot say enough positive words. Fees, any kind of costs? I've taken a look at the material, but just when you hear about such a generous, heartfelt offering, which is remarkable, there are no fees or costs whatsoever, correct?
Well, there's one fee, and that fee is you got to bring aloha and an open heart and a willingness to share, and that's about it. And with that fee right there, you go home, not only with, seeing what we do, and if you don't even get in the water, just your heart opens up, and, you see how other people live. And with all of that, we also have a full kitchen set up. We have a tent just for kitchen. We bring all the food. We supply everything for everyone. And we supply, basically, it's grown where we're supplying the whole Hanalei Bay. Whoever comes, whether you belong to Kora or not, you're going to get food.
Incredible.
Right off the grill, salads, stews, whatever we have food to feed. Literally, we take care of about 200 people plus every beach day. And we have a music tent. We set up a tent, all musicians. There'll be a harp, accordions, 5, 6 electric guitars, acoustic guitars, ukuleles, congas, and everyone just comes, the Kanakapila. And, the families just love it. You eat, you listen to music. You don't even have to get in the ocean to enjoy just being sharing the aloha with just people of the island. You know, tourists that do come, they score.
A lot of camaraderie there, and that's like we were talking about with incorporating your friends and your family into activities when you're disabled. That's critical stuff.
Critical.
And just hanging out, it sounds so good. I got to hear, when I hear someone talk like you, and you sound like such a hero, what inspired this? Like, personally, besides just, not just like seeing Access Surf, and they are, it's truly inspirational. You don't need more than that. But I'm just curious, why is your heart so kind?
Well, I get this question all the time, saying, why did you start this? And, you know, like, who in your family is a special needs and what brought it on? And most people think that. And I have the most beautiful family, most healthy family. I'm 55. My parents are still alive, living in Kailua. And I have been so blessed. I've had some incredible jobs. I was a flight attendant with Aloha Airlines for 20 years. I was also in the fire department then. I had two jobs. I surfed every day of my life since I was young. And, you know, when you get to a point, as you know, when you get older like me and you kick back and you just go, and everyone's, you know, they go, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a flight attendant. You tell yourself, wow, I think I am really fortunate, even though, you know, I try to be real humble about what I do and all the firemen that we work with. We try to be real humble. And, but there's no denying that we have a blessed life and we're able to surf every day. And I just decided one day when I retired from Aloha Airlines in 2007, I was just working out here at the Honolulu Fire Department or station, and I was surfing so much. And I said, what can I do to make me feel better? You know, if you're surfing, you know, you got to realize surfing is basically, if you think about it, it's a selfish sport. I mean, it's not a team sport. Yes, we're social, but you take a lot out of it and you go home and it's in me and nothing else gets outside of me. I'm tired. I surf. It's an incredible feeling, but I need something more than that. And, this just popped into my head. I started seeing surf lessons start to happen around our island of Kauai, which is something new. And I thought there was a better way to do surf lessons. And I thought, you know what? I can do surf lessons for free. And that just went on to, I can do surf lessons for free to people who can't surf.
I love it.
And from then on, my goal was to do it. And I went to Honolulu, that we talked about. I went to Access Surf. And I was so daunted by what they do and how far they were with equipment, this, everything. I didn't even know where to start. I basically sat on my idea for probably about 2 years. And my will was still there because, you know, most people, they think of something, they get all knee-jerk reaction. And then, you know, the love fades out. And then you lose the passion. But 2 years later, my passion was still, I want to do this, and it will bring people together. I didn't know how much it would bring people together. I had no idea the ripple effect it would have with me, you know, what I've learned from it. And I got it going. I just chose a date one day, and I just worked with it. I met Susie Woolway. Mark Marble from Access Surf told me, call Susie Woolway. She's a speech therapist, and she was interested in doing something like that. So I just called her, and she told me that if I put the day together, she could supply our first participants. And pretty much that was
the beginning.
And the rest is just history. We've grown to be, we have donations taking care of us. We have, you know, and we're very special because my job basically is to take care of when the money comes in. And besides directing the beach day, when the money comes in, my job is to buy what we need, obviously, and manage it. And so what I decided to do is when you come to a beach day, if you come, we're not going to sell you shirts. We're not going to sell you core hats. If you want a hat and you're there and you're in on our level, you get it. We're very unique in that way. We're not about the money. You know, we have some money. We need a lot of money. We definitely need money to keep us going, to keep our mission going. But when we have it, we share it. Sponsors, you know, the kind has sponsored us with just, you know, hundreds of backpacks. I just give them out to our participants and volunteers and, you know, sticky bumps with leashes, wax, everything. They came to us. They would never sponsor us the first 2 years. No one would sponsor us. And as they saw that we were real and not just a bunch of surfers trying to get free products, now we see that they've changed the corner, turned the corner, and they went in with us. And they just, 'cause they know the love that we spread, and it's just pure, and it's grown into this real, you know, it's got to be a win situation. Anything has to be a win-win, whether it's in the water, to the business side of it, to what we do and how we talk to people. And if someone's not winning and the other person's winning, we don't do it. We just don't do it. It has to be something that is pono all around in every decision that our organization does, and that is proven to be the mantra that has made it so pure and loving, and it's great.
When you talk about spreading the love, and clearly it's great that you have had, it's encouraging to hear that you've had the support that you have. We have a statewide audience. I'm sure there are people on the opposite end of the state to people right in your backyard who are inspired by you and by the organization. What can we do to help? List off some stuff that you really could use. Could you use skilled volunteers? Could you use cash? What is it that we can do?
We can use it all. I mean, just a small example. People will drive by. They'll see 200 people in our group, okay? And there's like surfers, that, you know, the skills, and they'll just drive by and go, oh, Kurt, we don't want to bother you. I want to come help. But it looks like you had a lot of people there. And I explained to them, I said, you know what? We need you. I don't care if we had 1,000 people. If all you do is come, eat our food, listen to our music, and just be present, you are literally, and you don't realize, you're supporting the families there saying, wow, this many people are supporting us come to the beach. And in that little movement of just coming, it is so huge. It doesn't mean you have to get in the water. It doesn't mean you have to be a surf instructor. It doesn't mean you have to be a water safety guy. You don't have to be a medical guy. You just come and be with us on the beach. And it shows these families that, you know what, they're not alone. And their spirits come up, and they can actually interconnect with so many people, you know. And so that's just a small thing. So cash definitely turns our crank. Everything, equipment, in-kind donations, people that can give us sponsorships of, say, for example, the kind giving us backpacks. I mean, we pass that on, and it trickles down. And it spreads so much aloha to people that when they say, oh, yeah, they don't need me. No, we need you. Oh, they might not need, you know, money for quick tents. We need money for quick tents. We need to. We're always replacing stuff. Top-of-the-line surfboards keep coming up. We need to get surfboards as we learn. You know, we learn every day we do a beach day. Something comes up. I write my notes down on what I've learned from that beach day. We've done over 60 beach days, and every beach day we do, we learn something. And, you know, money, I hate to say it, it gets us from point A to point B.
Sure.
And it helps us expand. It helps us think out of the box. It helps us, like this last time, with our first time, we moved from Hanalei Pier to Waioli Beach Park. It was still in Hanalei Bay, but on those little movements, we needed longer Moby mats, which are the wheelchair sand mats. So we had to buy our whole new complement and more mats to reach the ocean all the way to the park. We had to order porta potties because I didn't want people taking their wheelchairs across the parking lot into the public restroom. So we got, you know, porta potties. So it does, money does move us, and it gets us to where we need to go. I mean, the love is what, you know, fuels us. Money just helps us get to that point. So we will do in-kind donations. We will work with surfboard shapers. We're open to anything. And if they just call me and tell us what they can offer, I will, you know, either send them to who can help them, or I'll tell them right now, yes, if you can get us donations of this, we will take it. I mean, to see a young child or a teenager who's, you know, from Easter Seals, who's never had a real backpack besides just some kind of cheesy book bag, and hand them something from the kind.
That's very, very considerate. On the note of supporting and the fact that all these, you've illustrated a lot of ways to make it so that people can help out, whether it's connections to people they know who have surf gear, connections to people they know who have different kinds of products that could be useful at your beach days or in general for any of the disabled folks that you're helping out. Obviously, cash, people who want to surf, people who have skills and they're there in Kauai, or who just want to come over and yes, participate, and the socialization, the incredible value of that nurturing environment of people just hanging out, as Mark Marble said, basically the same thing about Access Surf. So the way to do it would be, and you'll correct me if I have any of this wrong, Core Kauai is K-O-R-E, and it's corekauai.com. That's the website. And then you have Kurt's cell phone, 808-651-6416. And then Susie Woolway, who is the speech therapist and also your co-founder in the organization, and she's at 808-652-0267. We also have workkauaicore@hotmail.com for email. And I have all this information with your online post at hawaiipublicradio.org, where folks can hear the complete interview, plus find all of our other Helping Hand segments all on demand at Hawaii Public Radio.
And one more place where you can get a lot of pictures is Core Kauai on Facebook.
Nice. And you could see...
It really seemed to be the quickest and easiest way for all our photographers that come out to just post their albums and all the pictures. And there's some great ones from our last Saturday.
To see the beach days and certainly an inspiring thing. And
In a beautiful environment.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing that you do. I'm really... I've never gotten to meet you in person, but I feel it, you know, and I can tell you are the real thing and you are a hero. And I give you a huge hug, several of them, big high five. And on behalf of all of the disabled folks that you help out and all their friends and their family that you bring so much to their life, thank you so much for what you do. Kurt Leong, fire captain, Hanale on the Garden Isle of Kauai and one of the founders of Core Kauai. I really appreciate it, Kurt.
Thank you very much, David.
And you stay in touch in the future, a few months down the road. I'd love to have you back on if you ever need anything, if there's an emergency, if there's a thing you want to get some special help on, if there's anything you think I can do to help you. I seriously hope that you will reach out.
I will. Thank you very much for your aloha towards us.
I mean it. You are a hero, dude. The way you talk, my mom would be so impressed with you.
Thank you very much. But, you know, like I've always said, my quote, you know, is... Core is not about any of us.
I know.
Core is about all of us.
I love it, brother. You got it.
That's it. Okay.
You've got it. You be safe, Brother Kurt, and thank you very much for doing this
today. Thank you, David. Nice talking to you.